This is WSKG News. Summer is upon us, and for high schoolers in New York, that means it's time for the Regents tests. These end-of-course exams can be stressful. That's because, as WSKG's Solveig Wastvedt reports, they're often the last hurdle before graduation.
It's 85 degrees and lunchtime at Binghamton High School. Here, students can leave school for lunch. Some head to nearby fast food restaurants. Everyone's out enjoying the beautiful day. Well, not everyone.
Yeah, so you're trying to find this angle.
Tayshawn Williams sits inside with his tutor, Allie Wasserman.
So in relationship to this angle, what is this? Opposite adjacent or hypotenuse?
This trigonometry lesson is supposed to get Williams ready for the Algebra Regents exam. It's one of the end-of-course tests that New York high schoolers have to pass to graduate. But Williams says another test overshadows even trigonometry.
Most definitely the Global Regents.
The Global History and Geography Regents test. Why is it so hard?
It's from everything from 9th and 10th grade. So you gotta remember everything from 9th grade and 10th grade. And then, like, when you're in 10th grade, you're not learning all the old stuff. Like, they don't go over it again.
Williams has failed the Global Regents twice already. This month, he'll give the test a third try. He describes test day.
It's like you get in, you have, I think, 2 or 3 hours to take it. It's like your mind, you're just sweating. You're just all stressed out.
It hasn't always been this way in New York. Students who couldn't pass the required 5 Regents exams used to be able to get an alternative diploma and still graduate. But since 2001, the state has been raising the bar. And in 2012, it eliminated the alternative option altogether, except for students with disabilities. Despite the rising expectations, New York's graduation rate has held steady at 77%.
So Coachella, did you learn it this high?
Tutoring programs may be picking up some of the slack. Tayshawn Williams says he's in 2, one during the day and one after hours that he calls twilight school.
So it's like I go to school, twilight, and go straight to work every day.
It's a lot. And for students who are really interested in one thing, like a specific career track, but don't care much about, say, global history, it can be frustrating. The state relented just a bit this January. Students can now replace one Regents with a test in a different subject. Autumn Loke runs Williams' daytime tutoring and says she doesn't want him to depend on this new escape hatch.
It's more than just finding, okay, well, there's another pathway, so let's take this, but more, you know, you work hard. It's a lesson to be learned. You work hard, and it pays off.
And Williams, he's feeling good about his next go at the test.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm positive I'll pass it this time.
If he does,
I'll be so happy. I might cry. I'm gonna lie.
Tayshawn Williams and the rest of New York's high schoolers started Regents tests on June 2nd. For WSKG News, I'm Solveig Wastvedt.